2 Corinthians chapter 12. Let's read from verse 1. It says, boasting is necessary, though it is not profitable, but I will go on to visions and revelations of the Lord. I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago, whether in the body I do not know, or out of the body I do not know, God knows, such a man was caught up to the third heaven, and I know how such a man, whether in the body or apart from the body, I do not know, God knows, was caught up into paradise and heard inexpressible words which a man is not permitted to speak. On behalf of such a man will I boast, but on my own behalf I will not boast, except in regard to my weaknesses. For I do not wish to boast, for if I do wish to boast, I shall not be foolish, for I shall be speaking the truth, but I refrain from this, so that no one may credit me with more than he sees in me or hears from me. And because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations, for this reason, to keep me from exalting myself, there was given me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, to keep me from exalting myself. Concerning this, I entreated the Lord three times that it might depart from me. And he has said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast about my weaknesses, that the power of Christ may dwell in me. And therefore, I am well content with weaknesses, with insults, with distresses, with persecutions, with difficulties, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Amen. So this this part in chapter 12 is actually a really interesting passage, because it touches on a couple things. One, it touches on the third heaven. And if you are familiar with this, and we've talked about this at times, third heaven is what we call heaven. You know, Paul says that this is paradise. And Paul received a revelation of God, and it was so striking, it was so moving, it was so memorable that he didn't have permission to say it, but it was such an impactful moment that it was inexpressible. You know, he didn't have words to explain what just happened. And I know many times when we experience God, a lot of times the only thing we can say is, wow. You know, like, whoa, you know, this is something happened. I don't know what happened, but something happened. I'm changed because of it. And Paul had seemed to experience one of these things. And the byproduct of that, or what comes out of it, is humility. You know, this is one thing that I think that a lot of times, speaking as a charismatic believer, that a lot of times in the charismatic church, we kind of lose sight of, because a lot of times what happens is someone encounters God in such a powerful way, it eventually leads to boasting. You know, God endows people with gifts, and it eventually leads to boasting about this. Oh yeah, I'm the one who had that word, I'm the one who did this, and I'm the one who prayed for that person. You know, and it kind of goes away from the intended purpose. Whenever you look through the Gospels, right, you look through the book of Acts, every time God moved powerfully, notice the result, right? People begin to worship God. You know, man was not in the mix. You know, when the Lord moved powerfully, people worship God. You know, Jesus does signs and wonders, miracles, and it says, and the people worship the Lord. You know, the people begin to pray, and you see this all happen. In fact, sometimes when Peter and John, you know, in the book of Acts, were going through, and they were moving in signs and wonders, an incredible move of God was happening in the midst of them. Remember, people tried to bow down to them and worship them. They said, no, hey, don't worship me. You know, remember in, I think it's Acts chapter 4, you know, at the Gate Beautiful, hey, don't worship me. We're nothing. We're mere men, just like you. And so we had this attitude. And so, you know, I think one of the trademarks, you know, of an authentic work of God will be humility. You know, it would be people that are just so awed by God that they lose sight of themselves. You know, they lose sight of who they are. You know, and only God is magnified, right? And so we see this happening. You know, in Paul's case, he sees this vision. You know, and he says, "Man, it's not for me to boast." He encountered God in such a way, right? That boasting was out of the question. You know, and which goes to another point. Sometimes for people to become humble, you know, will require an act of God, right? Will require a move of God. And then he continues on, and he talks about the vision, and then he talks about, you know, I'm not going to boast. I'm only going to boast about my weaknesses. And then it begins to expand on weaknesses a little bit. And that's kind of what I want to talk about today. Now, don't be mistaken. In the church, we kind of mistake these two. We kind of interchange them. But there is a very distinct difference. Every single person living in this planet, right, strongest believer, it doesn't matter. Every single person has weaknesses, right? Every single one of you guys has a weakness, you know, or weaknesses, I should say. Guys speaking to you right now has weaknesses. We all have a proclivity towards sin. You know, we all are broken. You know, we all have issues, right? No one's perfect. Now, the key is, a lot of times, you know, having a weakness is understandable, right? It's human, okay? You gotta understand that. It is human to have weaknesses. Now, the key is that weaknesses not given over to the Lord Jesus Christ through prayer, submission, and all these things will eventually lead to wickedness, okay? Now, what happens is we mix the two together. You know, we don't submit, you know, and it turns into wickedness, and then we, you know, and then we have a hard time dealing with our weakness. You guys have to understand the difference. There's weakness, there's wickedness. Now, it doesn't have to lead to the other, right? Again, the key is to be able to submit this to God. You know, let's say that I had a proclivity towards gambling, okay? You know, and it's, you know, it's in my blood, it's generational, you know, we can go through all the spiritual warfare terms or whatnot, you know, but that is a weakness of mine. Well, if I give into it, in other words, if I don't give that to the Lord, you know, in prayer and fasting or, you know, whatever else it takes in accountability, you know, then that will very eventually lead into wickedness. You know, and I will succumb to that. And so you have to be aware of what your weakness is, right, so you can make sure that it doesn't become wickedness. You know, and so we have in Paul's case, you know, and he calls his the thorn in the flesh. Now, this is a very, I don't want to say controversial, but very well talked about subject in Christian circles. What was a thorn in the flesh? You know, what was it that enable Paul to become humble? You know, there's parts of the church, you know, that say, oh, it was people that came against him, you know, persecution and whatnot. I don't know. I don't really buy that. You know, most scholars believe that this thorn in the flesh was referring to his eyesight. It was health ailments that he had, and which would be significant because Paul had a very powerful healing gift. You know, but yet now Paul could not, you know, he couldn't see. As he's getting to his age, he had a problem with his eyesight. You know, and can you imagine being a scholar, you know, those times, your eyesight would be pretty important, right? To write letters, you know, to read books, you know, to do all kinds of stuff. And so this seems to be, you know, kind of the consensus, and it's actually the one that I buy into myself. You know, and so there was a physical ailment that Paul had. You know, and he called this his weakness, you know, and it caused him to be humble, you know. And so there's a overriding value, I think, in our lives to have weaknesses, right? Because it keeps us humble, you know. A lot of times, you know, I mean, what I'm trying to say is I think sometimes we really have to value, you know, these thorns in the flesh, you know, these crosses that we need to bear at times, you know, because there is an intended purpose for that. And then if we allow that purpose to be accomplished, you know, not necessarily you give into it, you know, but there is a stake of humility, you know, that we can live in and walk in. You know, we talk a lot of times here at SP, you know, humility is not something that just comes out of nothing. You know, it's not just one day you decide, you know, I'm just going to be humble. It just doesn't work that way. You know, more likely it takes circumstances in our life because we're sinful people. You know, and so these are one of the things that we can really value, you know, weakness in our life. And the key to this whole thing is the Lord appears to him and he says, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is perfected in weakness. You know, so through weakness, there is actually a perfecting that comes, and God is glorified. God's power flows through weakness, right? Through weak vessels in that way, right? And so as a reflection this morning, let's think about that for a moment. You know, let's think about, well, what is it in our life? You know, what is it Or what are the weaknesses that I can see in my life? You know, number one, how can that weakness be a transformative work? You know, in other words, how can that bring humility in my life? How can God's power flow through that weakness? And then two is, how can I submit that weakness to God that it doesn't turn into wickedness? All right, so let's close our eyes this morning. Let's meditate on that some more in prayer. And as Samantha leads us in worship, let's ask God to speak to us about our weakness.
Thank you.
Let's take a moment. Let's pray. Let's submit our weakness to God. Let's lay it at His feet. Let's pray that the intended purpose of that weakness would be accomplished. The transformative power of God would come and minister to us in the midst of that weakness, that it would not turn into wickedness in our life. And let's just pray and let's just seek the Lord over the matters of our heart, the issues of our lives. And let's go to God. Thank you, Father. Let's come. As a group prayer focus, let's pray for the Uzbekistan team that left last night. They should be in Korea right now, probably in Seoul, getting ready to get their visas. Let's really pray that God would bring favor to this team. And the visa is not a done deal. It's getting quite precarious right now in Uzbekistan. And so let's pray for the Lord to really give them favor as they go to the office and they get on their flight tonight and the Lord really unify them and just really be with them as they are gone for the next 10 days. Let's just bless Pastor Sam Kim and Mike as leaders. Just the anointing just come over them to lead this team. Let's just cover our Uzbek team right now. Thank you, Father God. Lord, we just lift up the Uzbek team. Yeah. Lastly, let's pray over this weekend. Let's pray over our services that God would be glorified in each meeting and gathering that we have as a church. Let's pray from tomorrow morning. Guys are playing basketball. Let's just pray for a good time of fellowship. There's a house church leaders meeting after that in the afternoon, and then the intercessory prayer meeting. Let's pray the Lord would really bless them. There's a worship dinner on tomorrow night as well. And then Sunday, let's pray over our two services, our kids' service. Saturday night, actually, I forgot, our youth group as well. And let's really cover each time that we gather together. Noah's Ark here in the sanctuary, that the Spirit of the Lord would hover around this. And there would be people will really experience the Lord every time we'd gather together. Let's just cover this weekend. Let's pray that Jesus Christ will be glorified in the midst of us, that the God's word will be preached with power, and people would receive humbly the word of God and be transformed through it. So let's pray for each of our gatherings right now. Thank you, Father God. We just lift up. Thank you, Father. Lord, we just bless you today, God. Lord, we give you all of who we are, Father God, our strengths, our weaknesses, Lord. And we say in everything that you've given to our lives, God, and all the things, God, that you purpose in our lives, Lord, God, that there be a transforming power that comes as a result of it, Father God, as we submit ourselves to you. Lord, we give you this week. We give you our Uzbek team. We give you our Israel team leaving this Sunday as well, God. Just come and minister, God, in the midst of us, Lord, and be glorified, Jesus Christ. Lord, be high and lifted up and draw all men to yourself, God, in this place. We thank you. We cover, God, this weekend in prayer. We bless you, God. And in Jesus' name, all God's people said, amen. Amen. Have a great morning. Please, of course, stick around and pray, and we'll see you throughout this weekend.